Hey, Stretch Links fans, it's Uncle Wonkles.
And Heinous Rhines.
And you are listening to the Stretch Links podcast. I want to thank you. Heinous, look, they've returned. They've come back.
And they have.
That's a good sign.
Yes, indeed they have. And they've come back for a really great episode. It's entitled Giebels Was His Name. And we've got a really terrific song today from our third release entitled Every Goddamn Light in the House is On. And don't you think...
Really?
Don't you think
it's the middle of the daytime?
It's a tribute to our Depression era fathers.
What's the song, Heinous?
Oh, the song is called I'm Still in Love with You and features an axe-wielding maniac.
That's true. You will enjoy it if you listen with your ears.
Hey, don't you think it's weird that you have to bleep the god and not the damn? Don't you think that in the hierarchy of naughty words that damn would be worse than god?
Well, I'm not a endocrinologist.
Wow. We got to get you on Jeopardy there. Hey, but
wait, where's my thesaurus?
It's under your navel.
Hey, I'd like to point out, Heinous, that Giebels Was His Name is the title of our episode tonight. And you may not realize this, but Giebels is also a pseudonym for Nib Giebels.
Yes.
Or it's actually his official, it was his Christian name, Giebels, Nibness Giebelsness.
You know what, Wonks? Before we get to that, can I tease you about something?
No.
I just want to tell all our listeners that you do all of the work on this show. I mean, you do all the technical bits, all the editing, all that nightmare stuff. And it's my responsibility to type up the lyrics, which on episode 7, the Nib Giebels interview, even that, I dropped the ball.
You did, man. You were bloody AWOL on that.
So I went to the lyrics page and saw that you had typed them up. And imagine my surprise when I get to the chorus and you've typed in, all right then, why not? Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee, all right then. What? That's wrong. That means you sang it wrong, right? It means you. That makes no sense, Uncle Wonkles. It's all right then. Why not? Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee, all right then. What's with this all right business?
What would appear to have happened is that over the course of time, Heinous and I have relived our past on different trajectories. And somehow we have a different perception of reality. But that happens to people.
That's true.
That just happens. Hey, Heinous, we gotta get this show moving on. And I think these people are desperately in need of some music. So should we let this song, I'm Still in Love with You, start rolling?
All right.
Okay.
Did you get it? He said, all right. It makes no sense.
Is not that song. I'm talking about this song.
Let it roll, Daddy-O.
Okay, this is I'm Still in Love with You by the Stretchlings.
Yay.
Are the girl I've always dreamed of. My love's so strong I don't know what to do. And though they have you on death row, dear, I'm still in love with you. I'm still in love with you. I saw you on the news one night, the gunfight and your capture that ensued. Though they shot your leg off and your upper lip, I'm still in love with you. I'm still in love with you. They say that you're homicidal. They say you're psychopathic too. Though you've been known to wield an axe in anger, I must confess my undying love for you. I've tried so hard, my darling, to forget you. I know that what they say just can't be true. The bodies they found underneath your floorboards, I'm sure they don't belong to you.
they don't belong to you. At 6 you killed a dog with daddy's golf club. At 12 you stabbed a postman with a knife. And come the dawn they'll throw the switch and end your life of crime. Still you are the sunshine of my life. You are the sunshine of my life. They say that you're homicidal. They say you're psychopathic too, but I don't mind. Though you've been known to wield an axe in anger, I must confess my undying love for you. I've written to your attorney. I do hope that the jury's fair. I hope that I can meet you, my darling, before you meet the chair. Before you meet the chair. Although they say your future may seem dismal, and your darkest fears are surely coming true. Though they'll throw the switch, they can't electrocute our love. 'Cause darling, I'm still in love with you. Darling, I truly love you with all my heart. They say that you're homicidal. They say you're psychopathic too, but I don't mind. Though you've been known to wield an axe in anger, I must confess my undying love for you.
Well, that was I'm Still in Love with You by the Stretch Lynx. And Heinous Rhymes, you are the master of the uke, my friend. That was one of the most stellar uke performances in living memory.
I am kind of proud of that one. I really picked my butt off on that one. But you know, Wonks, I know I'm giving you the business today. I play a solo in that, and I remember just practicing and practicing and practicing, because my only theory about solos is, man, come out of the gate, guns blazing. And I had, like, the best, you know, first few seconds of that solo. And so what is the song? What happens during that moment? You gee-gee-goo-goo-goo-goo-goo-goo all over it.
I was doing my chicken voice.
That's right. You clucked all over the best part of my solo.
Oh, Jesus. Well, that wouldn't be the first time or the last time. That thing moves along just like a well-oiled go-kart, doesn't it?
It sure does.
That thing is just, that's a fun little ditty. I really enjoy that song. And of course, it's got all the Stretch Lynx themes of murder, mayhem,
and undying love. Homicidal maniacs need love too.
Well, that's a debatable point. We'll bring that up next time.
Okay.
By the way, I also want to mention that our good friend Brad Mossman was the bass player on that track, and also Dangerous Dave Norris on drums. Actually, he and I split duty on that.
Let me tell a quick little Brad story. You remember the part in the song when the girl kills someone with a golf club, and then the word "four" is yelled? Brad was visibly shaken and devastated when I had to tell him that was indeed the word. He thought you were shouting "boy." And I was like, Brad, that doesn't make any sense. She's got a golf club in her hand. Of course she's going to yell "four" when she kills somebody. And he just curled up in the fetal position and began sobbing gently.
Brad Mossman, very, very nice gentleman and a very talented film and TV music composer these days.
Ah, yes.
We should have him on our show, Haynes.
Oh, yeah, he could be one of our interviewees on our Living the Life Of segment.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. And stay tuned for more music.
Oh, yeah.
Wally found a squid and he bought it. Wally went to town with a squid in his arm. Wally had a yak and he trained it. Wally's yak could jump through a flaming hoop. Wow! Wally owned a shrimp and he ate it. Wally ate the shrimp with some toast and cheese. Wally had a shoe and he wore it. Wally fell in love with a shoe on his foot.
How do you talk to bees? Are your lips involved? Can you use your tongue? There's a wigger on in your mouth, a wigger on in your mouth, a wigger on in your mouth, a wigger on in your mouth.
Don't touch that feces.
Don't do it.
Okay, it's feces time. Look out, uncles. There's a bee in the room. Are you scared? You're not allergic.
I love bees.
Oh, so you're not allergic then?
No. Okay. I like them. They're my friends.
But you know why people fear them so much? I mean, and I am excluding the people with the allergies. I think people are afraid of bees because bees are a tiny little flying peanut-sized piece of crazy.
That's not true.
No, I'm afraid it is. What if, would I attack a grizzly bear the size of the Washington Monument with a sharp stick? I don't think so. I'd be crazy to do that.
Yeah, but what if that monument was going to sit on your ass and crush you?
Well, I'd get out of the way before I'd...
I'd get my little, you know, pen knife out and I'd stick them right in the ass if I could. I want to talk about bees for a second.
Okay.
Bees have the, honeybees especially, they have this little fuzzy part on their middle backside,
mm-hmm.
and it looks like a little stuffed animal.
And they do give us honey, I'll give them that, and they must be horribly brave because they will attack something like 8,000 times its size.
They will, and they're team players, for God's sake.
Yeah.
I mean, they get out there in the hive, and they sacrifice themselves for the common good.
But they also attack as a team. You've heard about those killer bees, and you're finding 80 bees in your stomach.
That's all overrated. They don't go into people's stomachs.
They do. They burrow right through.
You know, bees are pretty darn important to the world, Hanus. You may not realize this, but they keep they keep that whole, what's that thing called, that ecosystem thing? They keep that all working. They're like the plumbers of the ecosystem.
All right. You've convinced me. I take my hat off and salute the bee.
You should be lucky to even know a bee. You should be lucky to even have bees as friends because, hey, man, you're talking to a guy who rescues bees out of a, who are drowning in the swimming pool.
Do you really?
I do. I grab a little net and I pull them out and I...
Do you give them mouth to mouth afterwards and push on their tiny lungs?
I practically do. I put them right in the sunshine so that the... Air, the sun warms their wings, and I watch them clean off their wings and their little antennae, and then they just buzz away into freedom.
Oh, that's sweet. You are a friend. You must be able to talk to bees.
I do. I talk to bees. In fact, I've written a song about that, which you participated in.
So you've never been stung?
Of course I've been stung.
Well?
And I get all happy about it, and I sing, and it makes me jolly.
All right. Hats off to the tiny bee.
I like bees.
Okay.
I want to be a bee. Wouldn't you want to be a bee just for one day, Hanus?
Yeah.
Just one day. Just you wake up one morning and instead of your usual routine, you're in the hive and you're doing all the bee stuff.
Sounds Kafka-esque. One day you wake up and you're a bee.
Yeah.
I would like to menace, you know, large people and then... You know, and have them wave their arms and shriek like little children.
But that's not what they do most of the time. Most of the time they're out foraging and
pollinating and
talk, you know, strategizing with their other bee brethren. That's enough about bees, Hanus.
All right, very well.
And don't bring them up again or I'll punch you.
I'll sting you.
Hello, how are you? Hello. Hello, how are you? Hello.
I've got this box in my hands.
Hey, Stretch Heads, that music means it's time for the mailbag. And, of course, that means it's time to listen to your thoughts, desires, wishes, dreams, hopes, loves.
Assassination plots.
No, please, leave those out of our mailbox. But we do want to know also what you are doing while listening to the Stretch Links podcast.
Yeah.
We've got it on our website. We've mentioned it in previous podcasts. And we've only heard from one listener.
That's right.
Which means we only have one listener who really thinks about what they're doing. Ever. And that would be Jeff Taylor from Seattle, Washington.
Yay.
Jeff writes, I have it on good authority that while listening to your recent podcast featuring the great Nib Geebles, I was riding in the passenger seat of an 88 Mercedes 300E with defective windshield wipers.
Dangerous.
My location, the middle of Kansas, on a cross-country road trip, is especially relevant in that many Kansas farmers have apparently chosen a scorched earth policy, resulting in acres and acres of the scenery being blackened by seemingly controlled earth-cleansing fires. Keep up the good works and keep a fire extinguisher handy just in case. Thank you, Jeff Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Boy, you remember in the episode where we played Albatross USA and we fantasized about people being on long cross-country trips, being forced to listen to our music. Boy, that one really, that was quite a satisfying letter, wasn't it?
Well, it is. And here's the kicker, Haynes. He wasn't even forced into it.
That's true.
Apparently, he just put it on and listened to it because he thought it would be enjoyable. And that's a good sign.
He's a thrill seeker, too, driving around with defective windshield wipers.
Not only that, driving through the scorched earth of Middle America.
Yes. He's a madman.
I haven't been to Middle America in quite some time. I had no idea that that's what was going on there.
Yeah, they like to play with matches.
They do. Hey, thank you, Jeff Taylor, for writing us. And please, Stretch Heads, do write us your letters, questions, concerns, or let us know what you're doing while listening to the podcast and send them to info@stretchlinks.com and we'll get back to you.
Hell, it's only a nugget.
This episode's Nugget of Wonderness is Geebles Was His Name. It's a tribute to our dear friend Nib Geebles, who had some very interesting, very unique cooking and phone habits way back in the day.
That's right. No one will be seated during the terrifying vegetable cutting sequence.
Precisely. And I'd like to point out that Nuggets of Wonderness are the rare bits and strange sort of particles that float around in the electronic audio sphere that we've, you know, cobbled together to create, you know, some offerings for our StretchLinks audience. The only place you can find those is at our website, StretchLinks.com. Please go there, kick the tires, squeeze things, rub against all the various parts. And that's what you can enjoy. And this week's nugget is Geebles Was His Name.
Yeah.
Cheeks are simmering. Cheeks are simmering. Tongue is moving,
tongue is moving,
tongue is moving,
tongue is wiggling,
teeth are showing,
teeth are showing,
teeth are showing,
teeth are showing,
gums are wiggling,
gums are wiggling,
gums are wiggling.
Smile!
Hey, do tune in next time for Pontiac. It's an ode to the demise of the brand, Haynes.
I know. Isn't that a shame? An American classic with its grill on the chopping block.
It's true. What will the world do without Pontiacs in our lives?
I don't know. It's a crying shame. We want to thank you for joining us and swaying your hips in our general direction.
Yes, we do appreciate that.
So until next time, everybody, take care. I'm Haynes Rhines.
And I'm Uncle Wonkles.
Bye-bye now, so long.
Thank you.
Bye.
Heinous Rhymes. And here's a little bit of Pontiac.
It's a Pontiac, and it's a Saturday night that we're going on the town, and we're never coming back. It's a Pontiac, it's a Sala, a Pontiac.
Music, words, and bodily sounds are the sole property of the Stretchlinks and Just Happy Inc. Copyright 2009, The Stretchlinks.
Next episode's song is Pontiac. Oh, I gotta get it out of my system.
What, did you just Heimlich yourself?
I just punched myself in the head. Oh, goodness.